This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello.
I received a call from this number that I purchased something of $200.
Exactly. Well,
what was it?
It was a gift card around $299.99, but somehow our eBay team have found it fraudulent. And when they have investigated the case on it, they found 25 hackers who are connected with you, who are misusing your information on eBay. They're trying to purchase something illegal in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization. That is why you have got a call from our department so that we can get in touch with you and we can inform you about it, that how could you secure the things from your end.
Okay. Right. So I didn't purchase anything.
So yeah, we know that you have not purchased anything from eBay.
Okay.
You do one thing first. Do you have a computer? Have you got a computer, laptop, any compatible device at your place?
Yeah, I have a laptop.
You have a laptop.
Yeah.
What are the basic things you do over the internet with the help of your laptop? Like, have you ever visited any hacking or any corrupted pages which will allow people to get access your information?
No, I only majority of the time I do normal emails, and then I receive emails because I was seeking for a job. I'm currently in Australia. So that's all. Other than that, no.
Okay. And make sure that you have not shared any of your personal information to anyone, your banking information, your card details, to anyone.
Okay.
So right now you do one thing. I'm just going to guide you with some few security steps, right, in order to cancel the payments which has not done by you, and we will investigate the case as well from your end, that who the people they are who are misusing your information. So, the laptop which you have, just try to be in front of it.
Now, the laptop that I use is at home.
Oh, the laptop which you used is at home. Where are you at the moment?
At the moment, I'm at work.
Okay, and did you have any device like as an Android, Apple?
No, I don't have an Apple, but I have a Samsung.
You have a Samsung. Okay. Is it a good time to talk to you? Like, will you be able to give me a few minutes? Or do I have to give you a call back later?
You can talk. I have a little bit of time. You can talk to me.
Okay, then it sounds good. Now, let's do it without any further delay. Let's go ahead with the security steps and check each and everything. Right. Now, the cell phone which you have got, it's a Samsung. In your Samsung cell phone, I do believe that you have got a Play Store, P-L-A-Y Store, Play Store.
Yeah.
Just simply open it.
But you're currently using this phone. If I open it while we're on the phone.
Okay. Like, put this call on a speaker. Do you have any earpods or do you have any headphone which you can use?
Not at work at this moment.
Okay, you do one thing. At what time you will be at home?
It will be 7 o'clock.
It would be 7 o'clock. It's Western Australian time?
Yeah, I'm in Melbourne, Victoria.
You are in Melbourne, so it's 5 p.m. at the moment.
Yes.
Right? Okay, it's 5 p.m., so let me just give you a call back at 7 p.m. Or what was going to happen if I give you a call back tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm also working. I'm working from 6 o'clock in the morning, so I'm working at 12 hours.
Oh, from 6 to like 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., right?
Yeah.
Okay, then I must have to give you a call back later. Anyways, no need to be worried about it. Yes, let me just have a set, let me just set a call back. You need to remember my name. My name is Junaid Islam.
Okay. Right.
Okay, so just write down my name in a piece of a paper. My name is Junaid Islam. And
just hold on.
Take your time.
Yes, give it again.
Okay, it's Junaid Islam from the eBay Anti-Fraud Department. My batch ID would
be... Just give me your spell your name, please.
All right, it's letter J as in Joker.
Yeah.
U as in Umbrella.
Yes.
N as in Nancy.
Yes.
A as in Apple.
Yeah.
I as in Indigo.
Yes.
B as in Doctor.
Yeah.
Junaid, then the last name would be Islam. I as in Edward. I as in Indigo, sorry.
Yes.
S as in Sierra.
Okay.
L as in Lima.
Yeah.
L as in Lima. A as in Apple.
Okay.
M as in Mary.
Okay.
All right, it would be Junaid Islam, correct?
Okay, yes.
Okay, lovely. Now just like write down my employment ID. The batch ID would be eBay, EBAY, 1916002.
EBAY?
Uh-huh, 1916002.
Okay.
All right. Now let me just get a call back.
I just want to know on which account number is this that they want to hack or want to get.
Well, at the moment we are not allowed to check or we are not allowed to give any of your financial or any of your banking information because this line is being recorded for our quality and monitoring purpose. So if you want, we would show you each and everything. But I extremely sorry for that because I won't allow to check that thing. We are not the authorized person. Right. But if you want,
so how did you guys find out about the 15 acres?
Because whenever we deliver something, we need to check the foreign IP addresses, like the from where the order has been purchased and from where the order was going to be delivered to. So as you are living in a place of Australia, so why is your current IP address location is showing as United States, Mountain View, California? Do you have any friends or family members who lived in U.S.?
No, not at all.
Not at all. That makes us very suspicious that as you're living in a place of Australia, so why your current IP address location is showing us Mountain View, California. And when they have started the investigation on it, they have found 25 hackers who have hacked your internet. And once they have hacked your internet, what they're trying to do is they're trying to steal all of your information, like as whatever the online activities, whatever the online stuff you are doing over the internet. All of these things are simply getting to these hackers, and this is how your informations are getting exposed to them, and they are misusing it on the different platforms to purchase something illegal in behalf of you without your prime knowledge and without your authorization, which is not legal in Australia. Right. But anyways, as we have found this kinds of illegal activities, so for your security purpose, as you have told me that you're not at home, you're at work, you supposed, you want me to give you a call back at 7 p.m. So no worries, let me just go ahead and set a call back for you for the 7 p.m. Or if somehow we, you missed our call, no need to be worried about it, you're going to receive that call tomorrow. And let me just make sure that you're not going to lose or you're not going to pay any of your single hard earned money. We have just make a temporary hold on that payment which has not done by you. Right.
Yeah.
So you
I
don't need to worry about
anything.
It. Okay. No worries, sir. As I have give you my word that no one can take a single cent from your account, so you don't need to be worried about your money. Or in case if there will be any money was going to be debited from your account, we will go ahead and refund it to you. Right.
Okay.
You don't need to be worried
okay.
about it.
Okay, that's fine.
Well, it has a very good and a great conversation with you. Right. So let me just go ahead and set a call back for you. You're going to receive the call back from our company at today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
you're welcome, sir. Just have a good day and take care of yourself. Bye.
Okay.